Documents obtained by the Associated Press show the Air Force has known for two decades toxins were lurking in its nuclear missile launch capsules, but did not tell the airmen manning the facilities. The documents show the Air Force was told about dark liquid festering on the floor, computer displays oozing a fishy-smelling gel, asbestos readings 50 times higher than EPA safety standards.
My husband was definitely exposed to things that a daily human in normal life would not be exposed to.
Doreen Jenness's husband, Jason, was a missileer, an airman serving 24-hour shifts in underground capsules at Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base. He died of cancer at 31 in 2001. When the first reports of cancer among other missileers surfaced around then, the Air Force assured them then and since that all was well.
It makes me really frustrated and a little angry that they can keep telling these young men and women that they're not finding anything, knowing back in 2001 and 2003 and early 2000s that there was something going on there.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.